You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Coming up on the Children's Hour, it's the season of gratitude, and we're grateful for some of the most important people in our lives, our grandparents. Our kids' crew have messages and stories to share for and about their own grandparents. We'll also hear kids from Jimmy Carter Middle School telling stories about grandparent love and magic in action. This show is packed with excellent music to help us honor grandmas and grandpas this week on the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit. We post a lot of photos, links, and more related to our content every week. You can find us at childrenshour.org.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
How did Grandma get Grandpa to stop biting his nails?
I don't know how.
She hid his dentures.
Oh. It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
One, two, one, two, three. Got a grandma, she's 95, and we sure hope she'll stay alive. She had a hip replaced, but she got through it. Still plays pickleball, but doesn't overdo it. Her advice is avoid frustration. Do everything in moderation. In moderation. Grandmoderation. Do everything in moderation. Says make some dollars, but not too many. She watches Jeopardy at 4:30. She's pretty smart and just a little bit nerdy. She puts a pinch of sugar on her cherry pies and still gets down doing jazzercise. In moderation, grandma moderation, do everything in moderation. Trophy, you're a winner, but she'd rather have you at Sunday dinner. Her spoon collection is quite impressive. Lots of spoons, but it's not excessive. She's matriarchal, she's got that leverage. And in the evening, she sips her beverage. In moderation, grand moderation, do everything in moderation. Still survive, and what's more, Grandma is still alive. Now that's duration, Grandma duration. Do everything in moderation, my moderation, Grandma duration. Do everything in moderation.
Grand Moderation is the Okie Dokie Brothers from their CD called Songs for Singin'. And you're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Oh, we're just thinking about our grandparents today. We're so grateful for them. I'm here with a whole lot of people, including all of you out in listener land and all of these great kids on Zoom. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
And who's with us today?
Hi, I'm Ethan.
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hello, it's Lily.
Hello, it's Airdrie.
Hi, it's Flo.
Hi, it's Luca.
Hi, friends, it's Melissa.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Well, thank you all for being here. Well, we're going to jump into it. Today on the show, it's in celebration of Thanksgiving, we're thinking about what we're thankful for most of all. And there's somebody special in many of our lives. Maybe we even have more than one. It's our grandparents. And today on the show, the kids are going to honor their grandparents, and we're going to hear all kinds of songs and more about grandparents. So without further ado, grandmothers and grandfathers, this one's for you. This is for Red.
Oh, guess who's coming over here tomorrow afternoon? You'll get all those kisses and you'll play like you do. Nobody else looks at you quite like we do. Except for Grandma and Grandpa, they sure do. And it makes me smile to have them here with you. Oh, it's been so long since you saw them, sad but true. Do you remember how it feels when they hold you? You're an expert at the flat screen talking to. It makes me wonder why we chose that view. When it feels so right to have them here with you. All the faces that you make, well, I wish that they could share them all with me. All the moments that I break, like a little girl, I wanna hear them say, it's okay, baby.
Come on.
Tomorrow afternoon, you'll get all those kisses and you'll play like you do. Nobody else makes you feel quite like they do. Except for Grandma and Grandpa, they sure do. And it makes me smile to have them here with you. Cause I know they see the miracle I do. And me, well, I sure could use that hug, too.
Hi, this is Airdrie and Flo. I'd like to leave a message to you, Grandpa. Thank you for always coming up and bringing us snowmobiles. And thank you for letting us come to your house. Bye.
Going to my grandma's house. I'm going to my grandma's house. She always treats me fine, spoils me all the time. I can't wait to get to Grandma's house. I'm going to my grandpa's house. Yes, I'm going to my grandpa's house. He's always got my back. Don't you know I like it like that? Going to my grandpa's house. They tell me I am beautiful. They give me great big hugs. We play and dance, we cook and read. They give me so much love. I can't wait to get to grandma's house. Yeah, I can't wait to get to grandpa's house. I'll help them with their chores in the house and outdoors. Spread my love all around the house. Mm-hmm.
tell me I am beautiful. They give me great big hugs. We dance and play, we read and cook. Give me attention and love. Oh, I can't wait to get to Grandma's house. Yeah, I can't wait to get to Grandpa's house. They both have got my back. Oh, you know I like it like that. I can't wait to get to Grandma's. I can't wait to get to Grandpa's. Spread our love all around the house.
That's Gay Adegbolola from Blues in All Flavors with Grandma and Grandpa's House, and Way Back When Verrett with Grandparents. Before Airdrie and Flo, in the background, Blue Dot Sessions. A long time ago, 15 years ago on the Children's Hour, we had kids from Jimmy Carter Middle School in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in Mr. Pence's class come on the program. They'd written us something about grandparents.
The simplest toy when it's even the youngest child can operate is called a grandparent.
What is a grandparent? These are the replies from some young children.
They can take their teeth and gums out.
A grandfather is a man grandmother.
When they read to us, they don't skip. They don't mind if we ask for the same story over again.
A 6-year-old boy was asked where his grandma lived.
Oh,
he said,
she lives at the airport, and when we want her, we just go and get her. Then, when we're done having her visit, we take her back to the airport.
An elderly woman and her little grandson, whose face was sprinkled with bright freckles, spent the day at the zoo.
Lots of children were waiting in line to get their cheeks painted by a local artist who was decorating them with tiger paws.
You've got so many freckles, there's no place to paint,
a girl in the line said to the little fellow.
Embarrassed, the little boy dropped his head.
His grandmother knelt down next to him. I love your freckles. When I was a little girl, I always wanted freckles,
she said while tracing her fingers across the child's cheeks.
Freckles are beautiful. The boy looked up.
Really?
Of course,
said the grandmother.
Why just name me one thing that's prettier than freckles? The little boy thought for a moment, peered intensely into his grandma's face, and softly whispered,
wrinkles.
My grandma is pretty slow. My grandma is pretty slow. But she does things just right. She does things just so. She feeds her chickens twice a day. And she tells me on the phone how many eggs they lay. She feeds her chickens twice a day. She came from Ohio all the way to New Mexico in a model. Just right, she does things just so. My grandma's
darn slow.
This is Emma. I love Grandpa and Grandma because they love me too.
Every month in the so have chicken pie and country ham and homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed.
It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chip. It was made from the feathers of 40 ladies, took a whole bunch of cloth for the tip. It would hold eight kids, we wore hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the ship. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
But we'd sit around the fire, the old folks would spit and chew. Pa talk about the farm and the war, and Granny sing a ballad or two. And I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs fill my head. Next thing I know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old weather bay. And then I even kissed Aunt Lou. But if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be safe. I'd trade them all in a pickup truck for Grandma's feather bed.
It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, and soft as a downy chip.
Grandpa.
Okay, you're looking good, son.
Thank you so much. My mom was telling me that we got some land in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, grandson, you got a lot of land down here. We got about almost 20 acres of land almost. So come on down and find you a spot, plenty of good room. Y'all can do it any way y'all want it.
Shoot, that sounds like a plan right there. Me and baby girl Aura, we're going to have to make a trip down.
Come on down. Yeah, come on down, boy. Find your spot down in the Mississippi.
Dan Yankee is in the background. You heard Fuchs from his family tree talking to his grandpa Charles. Brenda Lee from Love and Peace, Great Songs for Kids. That's a Putumayo collection with Grandma's Featherbed. Pottington Bear was behind Little Emma. And Joe West opened up this set from a CD called If the World Was Upside Down, My Grandma. We are grateful for grandparents today on the Children's Hour.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization teaching kids how to make public radio. You can learn more about us and support our work at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many cultural traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesars Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.
Shake it to the right and shake it to the left, any old way she wants to move. Grandma's having a great time, dancing over the dance floor. This is the Grandma Boogie.
Hi, this is Kate, and I'd like to give a shout out to my grandma, Grandma Loey, for being my math tutor.
Well, I got big plans for the weekend up ahead, and I'm so excited, don't want to go to bed. We ain't going to Texas, Tennessee, or Alabama. We're packing up the car to see my great big grandma. Well, I got lots of grandmas, let's count them to see. There's my grandma Mabel, lives in Kankakee. My dad's my master, who lives in the Bahamas. But my mom's mom's mama, well, she's my great big grandma. The dance funky, but she's a bad mamma jamma. Well, she's a truckload of fun, but she's my great big grandma. She always reads me stories like a Winnie the Pooh. She lets me feed the chickens and the horses too. We have some big adventures till I put on my pajamas and get a kiss on the forehead. She's average size, but she bakes great apple pies. She's my great big grandma. She's not my granny, my nanny, or my auntie. She's average size, but she bakes great apple. She's my great big grandma.
Hi, this is Beth. So this is a message for my grandma and grandpa. I hope you're listening. Thank you for coming to visit last month. That was really fun. I'm looking forward to when you can come visit again this spring. I love you.
Before the days of Jell-O, lived a prehistoric fellow who loved a maid and courted her beneath the banyan tree. And they had lots of children, and their children all had children, and they kept on having children until one of them had me. We're a family and we're a tree. Our roots go deep down in history, from my great great granddaddy reaching up to me. We're a green and growing family tree. My grandpa came from Russia, my grandma came from Prussia. They met in Nova Scotia, had my dad in Tennessee. Then they moved to Yokohama, where daddy met my mama. Her dad's from Alabama and her mom's part Cherokee. We're a family and we're a tree. Our roots go deep down in history. From my great-great-granddaddy reaching up to me, we're a green and growing family tree. Well, one fine day I may go to Tierra del Fuego. Perhaps I'll meet my wife there and we'll move to Timbuktu. And our kid will be bilingual. And though she may stay single, she could, of course, co-mingle with the king of Kathmandu. 'Cause we're a family and we're a tree. Our roots go deep down in history. From my great-great-granddaddy reaching up to me, we're a green and growing family tree. Woo! The folks in Madagascar aren't the same as in Alaska. They got different foods, different moods, and different colored skin. You may have a different name, but underneath we're much the same. You're probably my cousin, and the whole world is our kin. We're a family, and we're a tree. Our roots go deep down in history. From my great-great-grandmother reaching up to me, we're a green and
hi, this is Illuminata. Thanks for being my grandparents.
One, two, three. Oh, we're on our way. We're on our way to Grandpa's farm. We're on our way. We're on our way to Grandpa's farm. Down on Grandpa's farm, there is a big brown cow. Down on Grandpa's farm, there is a big brown cow. The cow, she makes a sound like this. The cow, she makes a sound like this. Oh, we're on our way. We're on our way to Grandpa's farm. We're on our way. We're on our way to Grandpa's farm. Down on Grandpa's farm, there is a little red hen. Down on Grandpa's farm, there is a little red hen. The hen, she makes a sound like this. Quack, 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 quack. The hen, she makes a sound like this. Quack, 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 quack. Oh, we're on our way. We're on our way to Grandpa's farm. We're on our way. We're on our way to Grandpa's farm. Down on Grandpa's farm, there is a little white sheep. Down on Grandpa's farm, there is a little white sheep. The sheep, she makes a sound like this. Hey, the sheep, she makes a sound like this. Oh, we're on our way. We're on our way to Grandpa's farm. We're on our way. We're on our way to Grandpa's farm. Here we come. Down on Grandpa's farm, there is a big black dog. Down on Grandpa's farm, there is a big black dog. The dog, she makes a sound like this. The dog, she makes a sound like this. Oh, we're on our way. We're on our way to Grandpa's farm. We're on our way. We're on our way to Grandpa's farm. Down on Grandpa's farm, there is a big brown horse. Down on Grandpa's farm, there is a big brown horse. The horse, he makes a sound like this. The horse, he makes a sound like this. Oh, we're on our way, on our way to Grandpa's farm. We're on our way, on our way to Grandpa's farm. Oh, we're on our way, on our way to Grandpa's farm. We're on our way, on our way to Grandpa's farm.
That was Raffi from his One Light, One Sun CD. And before that, from another Putumayo collection called Celebration of Family, that was Tom Chapin with his Family Tree song. And Songs from the Treehouse is Mr. Saxophone CD, where we heard Great Big Grandma, and Way Back When, sung in the language of the Cree, that was Archie Chichu. And he was a Canadian Cree singer. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We are honoring and celebrating our grandparents today. This next one is Dana.
My grandma's as cool as they come. She can play the fiddle and bang the drum. She can give her banjo a serious strum. She's blowing bubbles with her chewing gum. When I was little, I didn't have a fiddle, but Grandma found a way for me to play. She got out her metal mixing bowl, gave me a spoon and said, rock and roll. Grab a pot, grab a pan, find a wooden bowl or an old tin can. Bang it with a spoon, bang it with your hand. We're cooking up fun in Grandma's kitchen. Cupboards would soon be open. Looky here, look what I found. She'd say lots of things here to make a musical sound. Let's pound! Grab a pot, grab a pan, find a wooden bowl or an old tin can. Bang it with a spoon, bang it with your hand. We're cooking up fun in Grandma's kitchen band. On your feet and stomp on the cookie sheet. Pick up a stick and pound out a beat. Grandma's kitchen is such a treat that sometimes we even forget to eat.
What?
Open your cupboard, see what you can find. Just be sure your mama don't mind. Bang it with a spoon, bang it with your hand. We can all jam in Grandma's kitchen band.
Children's Hour. We are honoring our grandparents and we're grateful for them. We asked our kids crew if they wanted to give messages to their grandparents. And one of our crew members, Lily, has already lost all of her grandparents. She has some memories of her grandpa, as well as some wise words for everyone listening.
Remember the general just spoiling that your grandparents give you, but specifically my papa really liked like chocolate and milkshakes. We would go to like the Al Cafe in Albuquerque and he'd spoil us with those. That's like one of the, I think, the things that has really stuck in my head.
I don't think people realize how big a part of their lives that they really are, and I would hope that they really cherish those times that they do get, because they might feel like so many, but eventually they might later on feel so much less, because you take things for granted right in the moment, but later on you don't. So just realize that the time you have now should be taken wisely.
That's Dan and Claudia Zanes from Pieces of Home with the late Father Goose. You're listening to the Children's Hour. In the background, David Grisman and Tony Rice. We've got a lot more about being grateful for our grandparents. And we've got a review of a new PBS Kids show, Carl the Collector. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Users at tokenibis.org donate to the Children's Hour every week without ever spending a dime. Learn more at tokenibis.org. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. The Children's Hour is supported by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and the National Endowment for the Arts. The Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico supports the Children's Hour.
So, oh, I'm my own grandpa. Now, many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be.
This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. His father fell in love with her, and soon they two were wed.
This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. For my daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife.
To complicate the matter, even though it brought him joy, he soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy.
My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad.
For if he was his uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who, of course, was his stepmother.
I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa. Then had a son who kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son.
His wife is now his mother's mother, and it makes him blue, because although she is his wife, she's his grandmother too.
Now, if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild, and every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild.
For now he has become the strangest case you ever saw. Husband of his grandmother, he is his own grandpa.
I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
Oh, it sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
Amadeus, and I want to leave a little message for my grandmother. I don't really have a grandfather who passed away a number of years ago, but so it makes it so much more refreshing to see my grandmother. And she's a very sweet person who I think always provides a well-needed piece of comedy to every conversation. Whether the jokes are appropriate or not, she's going to say them, whether it's around kids or adults, which sometimes will make the situation even funnier. Not only that, she's almost like a second news station for my whole family, because she watches the news so often, she comes over and tells us the weather forecast exactly, which is pretty handy sometimes. So we want to be thankful for all of those things and the love and support that she's provided to my family. So hey, if you're listening, thank you, Grandma.
Thank you.
Ever since I was a little boy, if I want a piece of candy or a toy, I'd ask my dad, but sometimes he don't hear. Or he might say, go ask your mom. But if you do that, well, you gotta stay calm, cause I'm pretty sure the buck could stop right there. Now you could say, Dad said yes and do a little dance, but there's such a thing as a thing called chance. There's a pretty good chance that she'll go check and see. Avoiding all that complication, I just skip their generation and ask Grandma for anything I need. But if Grandma says no, if Grandma says no, well, if Grandma says no, I know that she really means maybe. If I ask my mom or ask my dad, I gotta do this or I gotta do that, but grandmas, they don't have that many needs. Every once in a while, give a little hug and don't tell her about them sugar bugs, the cavities that all her candy feeds. But if grandma says no, if grandma says no, she really means maybe. When mama gets tired of all of my debating, she'll pack my clothes and put me in the car. She don't know I'll soon be celebrating with both hands inside grandma's cookie jar.
This is Thorfinn from the Children's Hour with a review of the show Carl the Collector by PBS Kids. This show is about a boy named Carl who has autism. He collects things such as bouncy balls and plushies. He and his friends go on adventures. I think this is a very good show. It was interesting to see since I have autism. It even gave me some ideas about some ways to store my collections. I also like that Carl has such a supportive community. I give it 5 out of 5 green chilies. This is Thorfinn from the Children's Hour reviewing the show Carl the Collector by PBS Kids.
Hi, it's Lucas. So my grandparents, it's my mom's parents. They are very, very healthy. So they're in their 80s and they walk like 6 miles a day and they swim. My grandfather, when he was younger, like maybe not 80, he did the 100-mile wilderness on the Appalachian Trail. He's just, yeah.
Hi, it's Melissa. Grandma, thank you so much for being in my life and making life very much better when I come out and hang out with you. And thank you for taking rides with me to go to work or go to school or picking me up from places. And I thank you for allowing me to play music in your house and play some songs for you. And I'm happy that you're still alive and here with me today. I love you, Grandma.
Picture 100 times a day. You make me feel so good with everything you say. I wish we lived closer so I could see you all the time. Letters are nice, but not enough to get you off my mind. I'll get on the fast train to you when you hop on the fast train to me. We'll meet somewhere in the middle, have a slumber party. I'll get on the fast train. In the garden, I can't believe how much you know. The name of every plant and flower, what they like and how they grow. The things we talk about, they stay with me so long. You know me inside and out, every little you, it makes me strong. I'll get on the fast train to you when you hop on the fast train to me. We'll meet somewhere in the middle, have a slumber party.
Fast Train to Grandma's is Frances England from her Family Tree CD. And before that, you heard Wise Like You. That's the Missoula Coyote Choir. And their CD is called Ask the Planet. When Grandma Says No, way back when, was the Verve Pipe. And I'm My Own Grandpa was done this time by Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser and friends. You've been listening to the Children's Hour. We're grateful for grandparents. We're going to go out with one more. This is the Little Rockers Band. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Many thanks to all of the parents and grandparents on the Children's Hour crew. We're so grateful for all of your help all year long.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, a full program schedule and